It's the dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. NDSU Extension plant pathologist Michael Vunch says the EPA's decision to restrict use of chlorothalonil could have a lasting impact on dry bean yields and production throughout the state.
We had some discussion about fungicide chlorothalonil that the EPA put under review. They have reached a decision on that. It appears that they have kept it. They put it on review for use on the chickpea and dry bean label. I don't know about other crop groups. EPA has come to a decision on that, and it appears that they've just put limits on how much it can be used and not removed it. We really don't have many tools, and if we lose the chlorothalonil, I'd be very concerned about the Montana and North Dakota chickpea producers being able to maintain satisfactory disease management in the wetter years.
That's the dry bean scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association.